Now, number two, in this video that he has, he said churches always come together and then they appoint a shepherd.
Because everywhere in the Bible you see, the group of believers comes together first and then they appoint a leader. And what is a shepherd without the sheep? Without the sheep, a shepherd is not a shepherd. So in the Bible, you always see that the church came first, and then a leader was appointed from within the church.
So he says the way these churches get formed is just people just come together, and then they just appoint their own pastor. And he said that's the only example you see in the Bible. Every single time, that's the only thing you ever see is a church just coming together out of nowhere and then appointing their own leader. Here's my first question, okay? What was the catalyst for them to do that? Right? I mean, if all these people just decided to come together, who told them to come together? How did they come together? Who was the first leader? Who decided any of these things? How does that even happen? How does that organically happen, that just a bunch of saved people just run and start a church? Yeah! Woo! Let's just all show up at the same place and just start a church? I mean, something had to be the catalyst here, didn't it? You know what usually the catalyst is? People getting thrown out of a church. That's usually the catalyst, okay? And only because of the internet phenomenon is this even possible. Only through the internet, really. Where would you have this capability of all these people connecting like this and then just deciding to form this little trash can church? I mean, otherwise, how are you going to get in contact with all these other trash can people to really start these churches? That's why with communication increasing, we see all these trash can churches populating in America. Non-denominational churches, all of these church splits, all of these things coming together, because phones, technology, the internet, email, all these forms of communication. Because if churches actually exercise church discipline, and the only churches existed from other churches forming other churches, when someone gets kicked out, you know what they have to do? Either get right with God or stay out of church. But people don't like that. They want to go to Dan and worship there. They want to worship their false god and act spiritual anyways. So they have to set up their own little trash can churches, and there's no new thing under the sun, my friend. He says, everywhere in the Bible, you always see that the church came first, and then a leader was appointed from within that church. Now let me prove this false. Go to Matthew chapter 16. Matthew chapter number 16. Let me give you a really good example of how that's false. The Bible says in Acts chapter number 7 that this is that Moses, which said unto the children of Israel, prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren like unto me, him shall ye hear. This is he that was in the church in the wilderness with the angel which spake to him in the Mount Sinai and with our fathers who received the light of the oracles to give unto us. Now here's the thing, the Bible says that the children of Israel were like a church. And you know who was like their pastor? Moses. Now let me ask this, was Moses among the people and elected by the people? Or was he off by himself in the wilderness and God said, you're going to be the leader? And then he had to come and tell everybody, hey, I'm the leader. And were they just like, sweet? Or were there a little bit of resistance every once in a while, right? How about when he tried to do it from within? They rejected him, didn't they? He wanted to be their leader at first among the people. They rejected him. He had to come back with God's anointing and God's power on his life and say, hey, I'm leading you guys out. And then he still had to fight a lot of resistance, and a lot of people were naysayers, and a lot of mixed multitude in that situation. How can you say, oh, every single time the leader's appointed from within? How about never, okay? Now, look at Matthew chapter 16, look at verse 17. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Now here's the thing. The Catholics take this verse a little too far. They take this and they say Peter's the first pope. And then they have a pope, which is like the vicar of Christ. That's all false. But what you have to understand is that Jesus is talking to Peter here. Okay, and let me break down this verse for a moment. This is a verse a lot of people don't really understand. How does it start out? Jesus is asking, who am I? Right? He's asking, want to know, who am I? And they're like, thou art the Christ. Okay? So then what's Jesus going to say to Peter? Well, first of all, notice how he describes him in verse 17. Simon Bar-Jonah. Who does he call him? Simon Bar-Jonah. Bar means son of, so Simon the son of Jonah. He says, will you call me the son of God? Okay, well, look at this, verse 18. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter. Notice he changed names, didn't he? He called him Simon Bar-Jonah. Now he's calling him Peter. You want to know what Peter means? Rock. You know, he's also called Cephas. And the Bible tells you, being interpretation, a stone. Now here's the thing. Cephas, Aramaic. Peter, Greek. It's the same name, though. Why would you call someone Peter? Now, keep your finger here, because I want to keep reading these verses. But go, if you would, to Mark chapter 3. I want to prove something to you for a moment, okay? This is important. He's saying, who am I? He's saying, you're the Son of God. Now Jesus is returning the favor. He's telling Simon who he is. Well, you're Peter. He's calling him a rock. And you say, oh, is that just his like other name? Wait a minute. Let's see where he got that name. Mark chapter number 3, look at verse 13. And he goeth up into a mountain and calleth unto him whom he would. And they came unto him, and he ordained 12. So who ordained? Jesus Christ, not a multitude of bozos. That they should be with him, and that he might send them forth to preach, and have power to heal sickness is, and to cast out devils. And Simon, notice this, he surnamed Peter. Where did Simon get his name, Peter? From Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ is saying, hey, Peter, you're Peter. You're Cephas. You're a rock. Let's go back and read our verse that we've been reading. Matthew chapter number 16. Hey, who do you say that I am? You're the Son of God. Okay. Well, what I say unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, who's the most instrumental person in building the church in the New Testament? Peter. Why? Because he's that rock that he's allowing to start the church. He's appointing him to be the first leader to start the church. And it's proven through the scriptures. Now, think about what he says unto Peter after he's risen again. He looks at Peter. He comes unto him. He pulls him out of the water. What does he say? Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith to them, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith to them, feed my sheep. Here's my question. Where's Peter's church at that point in time? Doesn't exist. He's telling him, you're the leader. You're the rock. You're the one that needs to get this church kicked off. You're the one that needs to get it started. And then as soon as Jesus Christ goes up into heaven, who do we see taking the charge? Peter standing up in the multitude, doesn't he? And the Holy Ghost falls. But, hey, when they're asking all these questions about the preaching, where they're speaking in other tongues, who's the guy that gets up and preaches the great sermon? Peter does. Peter is that rock. He's that stone. He's that strong leader to get the church off of the ground. Now, who picked Peter? A congregation of bozos or Jesus? Jesus Christ picked Peter to be that strong leader, and then he's sending him into the work, sending him into the mission field, sending him to be that first rock of the church at Jerusalem. Oh, you know, we never see appointed leader first. It's always a congregation coming together and then they self-appoint a leader. Never happened in that instance. Now, you do see, obviously, people being picked out of a group to be a pastor, Titus chapter number 1 and other things. But the person doing the picking is always that leader.